Jerry Bader Show, 10:35 on a Friday. That apparently is when Jason plays some really good music. And, well, he always plays good music. Is this one of the greatest albums of all time? Or from one of the greatest albums of all time? Absolutely. They should have done like 10 more, you know that, right? Everybody thought they were going to. Not so much. Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. That's when we look back at the media bias in the state for the previous week with David Fiorazzo of Wisconsin Media Check, wismediacheck.com. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Yeah, that album could have been re-released as Boston's Greatest Hits.
Yeah, I mean, you're you're right. You're absolutely, what a fab, I mean, really, people thought that they were going to have, that just they were going to be this machine.
Yeah.
And didn't really work out that way, but we have that one, the self-titled album, and it's fabulous. All right.
Phenomenal.
You have...
We had a new story come in over last night. We have something about Wisconsin's unemployment numbers dropping, and just posted it this morning on wismediacheck.com. WLUK Fox 11 was the only station in the Green Bay market to include it or mention it in one of their three newscasts. And, of course... the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development released a report showing Wisconsin's unemployment rate dropped to 5.9%. I'm sure you've talked about it on your show already, but it's the lowest level since November 2008. Should have been a pretty important story for the Wisconsin TV stations to cover. Wisconsin gaining 6,400 private sector jobs. It reflects positively on the policies of Governor Scott Walker, so we know why they didn't cover it.
Well, and you're right, and this is a big one because I just read something before the news that points it out. Democrats are seething over over these, because they want to staple that 250,000 job thing to his backside, and the reality is that's not going to stick when you have now finally below 6%, and as you pointed out, the lowest rate since 2008. This is just a killer. It's a killer to the left that they know they can't run on the economy, but they want to anyway. And it's just it's a quandary for them. And yeah, some in the media apparently are complicit in helping them go along with that. You've got one that this is really interesting, and I didn't get to this topic yesterday, and I was going to get to it today, and now it doesn't look like I'm going to, but it's the overarching gun issue. I wanted to get into Mayor Bloomberg, and the NRA starts its convention today, and with that, Georgia signed, I will admit, I'm amazed at how far-reaching, and that's the way I would put it, how far-reaching this law is, but the media had another word for it.
Yes, and it sure wasn't, quote, a big win for gun rights advocates. What they said, the anchor at NBC 26 said today, Georgia's Governor Nathan Deal signed what critics are calling the most extreme gun bill in America, and the anchor went on. But, you know, it is interesting that that shows a pretty blatant bias or labeling right there. And it's a state. Here's a statement from the Washington Post, which said, this law gives added protections to those who have played by the rules and who can protect themselves and others from those who don't play by the rules. And the interesting thing about, and NBC 26 is the only station that did this, when reporting on President Obama's signing of controversial pieces of legislation or executive orders, we've noticed the local news stations report it straight or even as a positive thing. But here they go down and report this one as extreme.
And consider this. Remember when Colorado responded to the Aurora shooting by the same measure I could call extreme,
mm-hmm.
anti-gun measures, and I don't remember anyone in the media labeling those
right.
as extreme. Okay, then you've got the, and this was, I believe, in Sheboygan, the anti-Walker raging Dem ordered to pay a fine. I also think we learned that she signed the recall, which shouldn't be much of a shock.
But, surprising. But, yeah. We barely touched on this last week because there was still information coming in about it. But, yeah, the woman went into the office, did an anti-Walker rant, and threw some stuff around in the GOP office in Sheboygan and spit on a Republican. And, of course, there was a media blackout. ABC, NBC, they ignored the story. And I think it was WLUK that did break the story, so kudos for them. But as I briefly mentioned last week, they had an interesting, at the beginning headline, they had a graphic of a donkey, you know, the red, white, and blue donkey, Democratic symbol. And they didn't say in the graphic that it was a GOP office that was, attacked.
Got it.
Very interesting. So it was, I would kind of question that.
Okay, I don't know how much you want to talk about this one, but you're working on one. Do you want to talk about that, or are you still working on that one?
We're working on it, but, yeah, we can mention Duke Pesta, Dr. Duke
yes.
Pesta, Freedom Project Education, also UW professor. He did an extensive interview, and, again, this is not on our website yet. He did an extensive interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he gave them plenty of sources and information and documents opposing Common Core, and a lot of factual data on what's happening and how it's being enacted in the schools, and it is very controversial. And we have already established a pattern in the media that they don't want to touch it or talk about it. But what they did was they didn't use the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the person that interviewed Dr. Pesta, didn't use his material that he provided and made him to be out this extremist against Common Core. And so, again, the sad thing is, Jerry, that the people who have kids in public schools and the general public is not getting fair facts. They're not getting information about Common Core. But it was a hit piece on Dr. Duke Pesta. We'll get that on our website.
Okay, so you're going to have that soon. And again, folks around the state, not just the Green Bay TV media market, but you folks in Sheboygan, if you watch Milwaukee, we even have some folks listening who watch Madison, Eau Claire, La Crosse. If they want to send you tips or on anything else they see in the media, where do they send it, David?
WISMediaCheck.com, that's the website, or WISMediaCheck@gmail.com is the email. But if they go to the website, there's all kinds of information on how they can get involved, send tips. And yes, we are looking for people who can do some newspaper analysis, who keep track of that bias as well.
WISMediaCheck.com. We will talk to you in a week, David.
Thanks, Jerry. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. It's 10:42. Let me see. Was there one I wanted to sneak in here quickly? Let's see. I'll tell you what. We will play this. This is 4567, Jason. We'll play this, and then I'll discuss it. I'm not going to tell you at all what this is an ad for. You, by near the end of the ad, you will understand what it's an ad for. But I want you to listen carefully. It's a powerful ad. Now, I will admit, while I believe in the power of the word and theater of the mind, I also realize that occasionally video is more powerful. And the video that goes with this ad is very, very powerful. But I think the words alone will give you the idea. And by the way, you can find it at the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. Listen carefully to this ad. Again, I'm not going to give up what it's for. You'll come to that on your own. Take a listen.
I was 21 weeks pregnant. I had an ultrasound. My OB doctor called me and said, there's something wrong with your baby's spine and that we needed to look at terminating the pregnancy. The world stopped. Dr. Webby was the first person that gave us hope. She was the first person that said, congratulations, you're having a daughter. Dr. Webby was going to open her back and reconstruct my daughter's entire lower spine. She just hugged me and kissed my forehead and she said, it's going to be okay, sweetheart. I've got her and I'm going to see you in a couple hours. I gave her the most precious thing I had. I trusted her. We have a 12-year-old today because of Dr. Webby. Dr. Webby would make an incredible senator. She will always do the right thing. She will act with integrity. All of Washington needs to be full of people like Dr. Webby.
I'm Dr. Monica Webby, and I approve this message.
I think that is absolutely brilliant. And I understand that not all Republican candidates are pediatric neurosurgeons. I understand that. Not every Republican can run that ad because they don't have the God-given gift of the miracle of modern science. And you see the photos of her operating on this tiny, tiny baby. The name of that ad is Trust. That's the name of that ad. And that's why any Republican can run an ad like that. Not like that, but like that. Huh? I will explain in 3 minutes. It's 10:48.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.